Interesantno je ovdje da su Arjuna i Krishna obojica bliski prijatelji i rođaci.
As we explained the other day, Vasudev, who is the father of Vasudev, or Krishna, is the brother of Kunti, who is the mother of Arjuna. So they're cousins.
Smo objašnjavali prije neki dan, Vasudev je otac Vasudeva, odnosno Krishne, a njegova sestra je Kunti, koja je majka od Arjuna. Dakle, oni su sirođaci.
Not only that, but at the beginning of creation, Krishna appeared as Narayan and Arjuna appeared as Nara, the perfect human being.
I ne samo to, na početku stvaranja Krishna se pojavio kao Narayan, a Arjuna se pojavio kao Nara, savršeno ljudsko biće.
So these Narayan Rishi, they are performing austerity to benefit everyone in the universe.
I ti Narayan Rishi su vršili strogosti za dobrobit svih u univerzumu.
Not only that, but Krishna and Arjuna have been taking or have been making their appearance in the universe continually, enacting the Bhagavad Gita, similar to this, not exactly like this, but similar.
I ne samo to, Krishna i Arjuna se pojavljuju da bi bila izgovorena Bhagavad Gita slično kao ova koju mi čitamo.
Nevertheless, when Arjuna accepts Krishna as his spiritual master, Krishna begins to act like the spiritual master.
Kada Arjuna prihvaća Krishnu kao duhovnog učitelja, Krishna počinje djelovati kao duhovni učitelj.
Their relationship is no longer one of friends trading advice back and forth.
Njihov odnos više nije prijateljski u kojem međusobno razmjenjuju savjete.
Before the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna and Arjuna used to sport together. They used to walk in the forest for long walks and have long talks. They used to do so many things together.
Prije bitke na Kurukshetri, Arjuna i Krishna su radili toliko mnogo stvari zajedno. Igrali su zajedno različite sportove, šetali su u šumi, duge šetnje su to bile zajedno.
Arjuna had heard from Narada Muni, from Vyasadeva, from so many sages that Krishna was actually Param Satyam, the supreme truth, the supreme person. But in his dealings with Krishna, he acted like a friend.
Arjuna je zapravo čuo od Narade i od Vyasadeva da je Krishna Param Satyam, vrhovna božanska osoba, ali on se ponašao prema njemu kao prijatelj.
So this is part of the whole ritual of accepting a spiritual master.
To je zapravo jedan dio cijele ceremonije prihvaćanja duhovnog učitelja.
The disciple agrees to accept the spiritual master as God's representative.
Učenik se slaže prihvatiti duhovnog učitelja kao Božeg predstavnika.
They might have formerly been born as cousins.
Oni mogu biti rođeni kao rođaci.
They might have been raised in the same city.
Mogu odrasti u istom gradu.
They may have, in their past, they may have had so many connections.
Njihove prošlosti mogu imati tako puno veza.
But now, the disciple is considering that I need someone to cut down my huge false ego.
Ali sad učenik shvaća da trebam nekog ko će mi razrezati taj ogromni false ego.
I know that I won't be able to do it.
Ja znam da ja nisam to sposoban napraviti.
Just like your nose is very, very close to you.
Kao što je naš nos vrlo blizu nama.
But you can't see it.
Ali ga ne možemo vidjeti.
Your eyelashes are very close to you, but you can't see them.
Naše obrve su vrlo blizu nama, ali ih ne vidimo.
So sometimes our deepest faults are not easily perceivable by our own mind and senses.
I stoga ponekad su naše pogreške teško vidljive našim osjetilima i našem umu.
We need someone who will agree to do the service of being our advisor, our mentor, our teacher.
Mi trebamo nekog ko će se složiti da bude naš savjetnik, da bude naš mentor, da bude naš učitelj.
There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ima stih u Srimad Bhagavatam.
I have seen the English, but I've never seen the Sanskrit.
Vidio sam engleski, ali nikad Sanskrit.
It's from the Uddhava Gita in the 11th canto.
To je iz Uddhava Gita u 11. pjevanju Srimad Bhagavatam.
Just like you have the Bhagavad Gita, the song of Krishna.
Kao što imate Bhagavad Gita, pjesmu Krishna.
Similarly, you have the Uddhava Gita, the teachings of Uddhava.
Isto tako postoji Uddhava Gita, učenja Uddhave.
Krishna's teachings actually to Uddhava.
Zapravo Krishna podučava Uddhava.
So there, Krishna tells Uddhava.
Tamo Krishna kaže Uddhavi.
Again, Uddhava is very close to Krishna.
Ponovno kao i u ovoj situaciji, Uddhava je vrlo blizak Krišni.
He is one of the Yadu dynasty.
On je jedan od članova Yadu dinastije.
And practically he's Krishna's right hand servant.
I praktično on je njegov
desna ruka,
njegova desna ruka.
But still Krishna is telling him, "O Uddhava, if you want to truly become self-realized."
Ali unatoč tome Krishna kaže Uddhavi, o Uddhava, ako želiš istinski postati samospoznat,
then you must associate always with sadhu or saintly persons.
Uvijek se moraš družiti sa sadhuima, svetim osobama.
Now, sadhu means a saintly person.
Sadhu znači sveta osoba.
Sadhu also means one who cuts.
Sadhu također znači onaj koji reže.
So Krishna says you must associate always with sadhu.
Krishna kaže uvijek se moraš družiti sa sadhuom.
Who are just like a very expert surgeon in a hospital.
Koji je poput vrlo dobrog doktora u bolnici.
Now the surgeon, when he cuts open your body, he has very little room to move inside your body.
Kad vam kirurg otvori tijelo, what's happening?
He has very little room in there. He's with organs, he's cutting and
u tijelu, kad otvori tijelo, u tijelu ima jako malo mjesta.
So he has a knife which is sharp on both sides.
On ima nož koji je oštar na jednoj i na drugoj strani.
In English they call it a lancet.
U engleskom to zovu lanceta.
A double-edged lancet. Double edge is both edges are sharp.
To znači da su mu jedan i drugi rub oštri.
So Krishna says one must associate always with sadhus who are just like an expert surgeon with his double-edged lancet.
Stoga Krishna kaže osoba se uvijek treba družiti sa sadhom koji je ekspertan kao kirurg u bolnici koji ima taj dvostruko naoštreni nož.
So what does the sadhu cut?
A što sadhu reže?
He cuts the gangrene of our mind and senses.
On reže gangrenu našeg uma i naših čula.
In fact, Krishna uses the word ulcer, ulcerous gangrene. You know what an ulcer is?
Zapravo Krishna koristi riječ gangrenski čir.
So early on in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna warns Arjuna that the biggest enemy we have is lust.
Vrlo rano u Bhagavad Gita Krishna upozorava Arjunu da najveći neprijatelj kojeg imamo je požuda.
Kamesha, krodesha, rajogun samudbava mahasano mahapapma vidyenam iha vairinam. Krishna uses the word vairinam, which means our enemy, and enemy means someone who does harm to us.
Krishna koristi riječ vairinam, a vairinam znači neprijatelj, a neprijatelj je onaj koji nam šteti.
People want to be happy. They want to achieve self-happiness, self-realization.
Ljudi žele postati sretni, oni žele postati samospoznati, samozadovoljni.
But unfortunately, due to the dark age of Kali Yuga,
ali na nesreću zbog tamnog vremena, crnog vremena Kali Yuge,
due to there being no training,
zato jer nisu pravilno školovani,
people do not know what their real self is or what their real self interest is.
Ljudi ne znaju koje je njihovo pravo ja i koji je interes tog pravog ja.
Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, he could understand this. He says, "Nate vidu svartha gatim hi Vishnu." People don't understand that their real self-interest is God.
Prahlad Maharaj, koji je imao samo 5 godina, je to shvatio, pa je rekao, ljudi ne shvaćaju da je njihov pravi interes Bog.
So, this lust, anger and greed, which pollute our mind and our senses, this is our greatest enemy.
Stoga ta požuda, ljutnja i pohlepa su zapravo naši najveći neprijatelji.
And when the surgeon cuts something from your body, he does it for your health.
I kad vam kirurg nešto odreže što nije dobro u tijelu, to radi za vaše zdravlje.
So when the sadhu cuts away at the lust, anger and greed in your heart and mind, he does so for your good.
So kad vam sadhu odreže požudu, pohlepu i ljutnju u umu i u srcu, to čini za vaše dobro.
How does he cut?
Kako on to reže?
What instrument does he really use?
Koje instrumente upotrebljava?
He doesn't, like the real doctor, he doesn't take a knife and go around cutting his disciples.
Nije poput doktora koji nosi nož, ide okolo i rezucka svoje učenike.
But he uses the sword of transcendental words.
On koristi transcendentalne riječi.
Which, although painful in the beginning, is like nectar in the end.
Koje su bolne na početku, ali su nektar na kraju.
So the sadhu is our dearmost friend.
Stoga je sadhu naš najdraži prijatelj.
And especially when he chastises us for our foolishness.
I posebno kad nas iskritizira, izgrdi zbog naše budalaštine.
We actually owe him a great debt. of gratitude, of thankfulness.
Mi zapravo njemu dugujemo veliku zahvalnost.
So Krishna is chastising Arjuna that you don't know the difference between the body and the soul, and yet you're talking like a big learned man.
I Krishna kritizira Arjuna, ti ne znaš koja je razlika između tijela i duše, a govoriš kao učena osoba. Kao što će biti objašnjeno u idućim poglavljima, imati znanje znači poznavati materiju i duh i njegovog upravitelja. Arjuna je izjavio da se religijskim načelima treba pridati veća važnost nego politici i sociologiji, ali nije znao da je znanje o materiji, duši i svevišnjem još važnije od religijskih pravila. Tomu je znanje nedostajalo i zato se nije trebao predstavljati kao vrlo učen čovjek. Budući da nije bio vrlo mudar, jadikovao je za nečim što nije bilo vrijedno žaljenja. Tijelo se rađa i po svom usudu danas ili sutra mine, umire. Stoga nije tako važno kao duša. Onaj tko to zna istinski uče, on ne vidi razloga za jadikovanje bez obzira na stanje materijalnog tijela.
So, a little bit later on in this chapter, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, Nasato vidyate bhavo nabhavo vidyate sataha ubayar api drishtantas twanayos tattvadarshibi. Those who are tattvadarshi or seers of the truth.
Malo kasnije u ovom poglavlju Shri Krishna kaže Arjuni, oni koji su tattvadarshi, oni koji vide istinu.
They understand that something that does not continue to exist, that only exists for a short time, that is not real.
Da je ono što traje samo neko vrijeme nestvarno.
The example is a dream.
Na primjer, san.
You may win the lotto in a dream.
Možete u snu dobiti na lotu.
You may marry the biggest movie actress in a dream.
Možete u snu oženiti najveću, najpoznatiju glumicu.
You may acquire so much knowledge and be praised by everyone in a dream.
U snu možete steći tako puno znanja i svi vas mogu slaviti.
But when you wake up and see that you don't have any money, you don't have a wife, or you have a wife but she's certainly not a movie actress.
Ali kad se probudite i vidite da nemate para i da nemate ženu, odnosno imate ženu ali nije filmska zvijezda,
or you can still barely remember your own name,
ili da se jedva sjećate svog imena,
you realize that that was temporary, it didn't last, therefore it's not real.
Shvaćate da to nije trajno, toga je nestvarno.
Why is a dream not real?
Zašto san nije stvaran?
Because it's just in our imagination.
Zato jer je to samo naša imaginacija.
You can't wake up from a dream having won the Maha Lotto and then go to the bank and start withdrawing money.
Ne možete se iz sna probuditi i otići u banku jer ste dobili na lotu i podići sav taj novac.
Only that which continues to exist eternally is real.
Jedino ono što nastavlja postojati vječno je stvarno.
So the body is not going to continue to exist.
Tijelo neće postojati dalje.
The body is asat, achit, and nir ananda. It is temporary, full of misery, and full of ignorance.
Tijelo je privremeno, puno je bijeda i neznanja.
Therefore, we should not be satisfied just with the happiness which comes from the body.
Stoga ne trebamo biti zadovoljni sa srećom koja proizlazi iz tijela.
Happiness which comes from the body is called prayas, meaning it is immediately available.
Sreća koja dolazi iz tijela, od tijela se zove prejas.
I can
znači
walk,
ona koja se automatski dobila.
I can walk into a nightclub and immediately have a drink and feel some sense pleasure.
Mogu ući u noćni klub, odmah dobiti piće i osjetiti neko osjetilno zadovoljstvo.
I can immediately listen to some music and get some sense pleasure.
Mogu odmah slušati neku glazbu i dobiti neko zadovoljstvo.
I immediately get some result, so I think that that is the goal of my life, to increase that immediate pleasure.
Pošto odmah dobivam rezultate, onda shvaćam da trebam povećati takvo zadovoljstvo.
Just like, for example, in the laboratory, they work with rats.
Na primjer, u laboratorijima oni rade na štakorima.
And in testing the sex impulse of the rat,
testiraju seksualne impulse štakora.
They have a little machine.
Da bi to napravili, imaju malu mašinu.
So they open the brain of the rat.
Otvore mozak.
And they connect some wires to the part of the brain that gives the impression of sex enjoyment.
I onda im spoje na određene dijelove u mozgu žicu kroz koje prolaze utisci njihovog seksualnog uživanja.
And then they connect those wires to a little wheel that goes around and around.
I onda spoje tu žicu na mali kotač koji se stalno kreće.
And that wheel, as it goes faster, it sends a little current of electricity to the place in the brain that gives sex pleasure, the thought of sex pleasure.
I onda pošto taj kotač se okreće sve brže i brže, stvara malu struju koja onda dolazi do tih stanica u njihovom mozgu i nadražuje ih i tako nastaje seksualno zadovoljstvo u njihovom mozgu.
So the wheel is wide enough so that the rat can fit inside and run.
Taj kotač je takav da štakor može u njemu trčati.
So they see that in the beginning the rat runs slowly.
Pošto on počinje trčati u tom kotaču, oni ga promatraju i vide na početku da on trči polako.
But as he starts to get increased so-called pleasure, he increases his speed.
Ali kako se pojačava to njegovo seksualno zadovoljstvo koje prolazi kroz žicu, tako on pojačava svoje trčanje.
And finally the rat goes so fast.
Na kraju tako brzo trči
that he blows a fuse.
Da mu se mozak raspadne.
So that's what people are doing in the material world, searching for that kind of intense material pleasure that will make them forget all their suffering.
To ljudi rade u ovom materijalnom svijetu, toliko trče za tim osjetilnim zadovoljstvom da bi zaboravili svu patnju.
But they don't realize that that happiness is temporary and decreases with age.
Ne shvaćaju da je ta sreća privremena i da se smanjuje s godinama.
Whereas spiritual happiness is called shreyas, or ultimately beneficial. Not immediately, but ultimately it is enjoyable.
Duhovna sreća se smatra najvišom srećom.
So people are not very inclined to perform austerity.
Ljudi nisu jako privučeni da vrše strogosti.
they're accustomed for the immediate. If they can have the immediate, then why should they perform austerity for something that they don't get immediately?
Oni traže odmah. Ako ne mogu dobiti rezultate odmah, zašto da rade strogosti koje će polučiti rezultate nakon nekog vremena?
Just like in the marketplace, people will buy the product which is the cheapest.
Kao na primjer na tržnici, ljudi će kupiti nešto što je najjeftinije.
They don't realize that if you pay a little bit more money for good quality, it will give you more pleasure and it will last a lot longer.
Oni ne shvaćaju da ako daju samo malo više novca, da će dobiti bolju stvar koja će trajati duže.
So Krishna is chastising Arjuna that he's focusing his energy on the temporary body.
Krishna je kritizirao Arjunu da je fokusirao svoj um na privremeno tijelo.
And he has not learned to discriminate between the spirit, the eternal spirit, and the temporary body.
I nema znanje da diskriminira između vječne duše i privremenog tijela.
In the next verse he says, Natvevaham jatu nasham natvam neme janadipa nachaivana babishama sarve vayam ataha param. That never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
U sljedećem stihu on kaže, nikad nije bilo vremena da ja nisam postojao ni ti, ni svi ovi kraljevi, niti će u budućnosti itko od nas prestati postojati.
Now Krishna is explaining that we are all eternal spiritual beings.
I sad Krishna objašnjava da smo svi mi vječna duhovna bića.
This is confirmed in many places in the scriptures and by many learned, powerful rishis or teachers.
To je potvrđeno na mnogim mjestima u razotkrivenim spisima i od strane mnogih rishija, mnogih vrlo moćnih učitelja.
And it's something that we have to think about a lot.
I to je nešto o čemu mi moramo puno razmišljati.
Although it's quite obvious if you look with a little clear vision, it's quite obvious to see.
Očigledno je da ako gledate, I miss one word. Obvious.
It's quite obvious.
Miss the point.
Oh, it's quite obvious to see that if we look with clear vision, that there's a difference between the body and the soul.
Očito je da ako gledamo sa jasnom vizijom, da postoji razlika između tijela i duše.
Krishna says, "Nityo nityanam." Chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yovadadati kaman. That we are all eternal beings and that there is one supreme eternal being who's maintaining all the others.
Krishna kaže da smo svi mi duhovna bića, ali među svim tim duhovnim bićima postoji vrhovno biće koje održava sva ostala bića.
Who supplies the electricity? Why is there lights on the deities?
Ko nam osigurava struju tu ovo svjetlo koje imamo kod deitija?
You're all giving some donations and the temple authorities are paying the electricity bill.
Vi ste svi dali neku donaciju i onda su autohramske autoriteti platili račune.
If we stop paying the bill, what will happen?
Ako mi prestanemo plaćati račune, što će se zbiti?
No more lights on the deities.
Nema više svjetla kod božanstva.
We're able to cook in the kitchen and use water because we pay the water bill.
Mi možemo kuhati u kuhinji i upotrebljavati vodu jer smo platili račun za vodu.
You don't pay the water bill, We don't cook in the kitchen anymore.
Ne platite vodu, ne možete kuhati u kuhinji.
These are all common sense things.
To su sve zdravorazumske stvari.
But who's supplying the sunlight?
Ali ko nas opskrbljuje sunčevim svjetlom?
We depend on rain for our very existence.
Mi zavisimo o kiši, naša sama egzistencija zavisi od njoj.
Who's paying that bill?
Ko plaća te račune?
Oh, that just comes automatically.
Ili to dolazi automatski?
Who told you?
Ko mi to rekao?
How do things just come automatically?
Kako možete misliti samo dolazi automatski?
There is a supreme eternal who is supplying.
To je vrhovno vječno biće koje nam to osigurava.
Who is controlling?
Koje kontrolira.
And it is our duty to try to understand our relationship with God.
I naša je dužnost da pokušamo razumjeti naše odnose sa Bogom.
Krishna is telling Arjuna here that all of us in the future will continue to exist. He says, sarve vayam ataha param. In Sanskrit, sarve means, it's a plural form. It means all of us will be individuals in the future.
Krishna kaže u ovom stihu Arjuni sarve vayam ataha param. Sarve se odnosi na množinu, dakle svi ćemo postojati u budućnosti.
It's not that after the death of the body the soul merges and becomes without any individuality.
Nije da nakon smrti tijela duša se stapa i postaje bez ikakve individualnosti.
Krishna is establishing his individuality and he is also establishing our individuality in the future.
Krishna je ustanovio, potvrdio svoju individualnost i našu individualnost u budućnosti.
The impersonalist philosophers who may come from India and look like yogis, or they may be any kind of religious teacher even in the West.
Impersonalni filozofi koji dolaze iz Indije ili bilo koji učitelji koji dolaze ovdje sa zapada.
They deny the individual existence of the soul or of God.
Oni opovrgavaju individualnu egzistenciju duše.
For example, Islam.
Naprimjer, Islam.
They say that God has no form, you can't describe him.
Oni kažu Bog nema oblik, ne možete ga opisati.
That's just another way of saying that God is impersonal.
To je zapravo samo drugi način da kažete Bog je neosoban.
A person has got a form.
Osoba ima oblik.
Now Krishna's form is very wonderful.
A Krishnin oblik je vrlo lijep.
There is no difference between Krishna's body and Krishna's soul.
Nema razlike između Krishnog tijela i njegove duše.
Krishna's form is such that any one of his senses can perform the action of any one of the other senses.
Krishnin oblik je takav da bilo koje njegovo čulo može vršiti aktivnosti bilo kojeg drugog čula.
Sometimes people make fun of us because we put our food on a plate and we offer it to God.
Ponekad nam se ljudi izruguju jer stavimo hranu na tanjur i ponudimo je Bogu.
And they say that after your offering all the food is still there.
Nakon što ste ponudili, sva hrana je još uvijek tu.
Well, first of all you have to speak to some of the more senior pujaris, and they'll tell you that sometimes some of the food is missing.
Prvo morate popričati sa nekim vrlo iskrenim pujarima, starijim pujarima, pa će vam oni reći da ponekad zaista hrana fali.
But apart from that, Krishna can eat by seeing with his eyes.
Ali Krishna može jesti tu hranu jednostavno je pogledavši.
Therefore, when we cook for Krishna, we should make very nice preparations that are color contrasted.
Stoga kad kuhamo za Krishnu, trebamo napraviti vrlo lijepa jela u različitim bojama.
The red plum chutney should go next to the green salad, next to the, that should be the yellow dal, next to that the white sweet rice and the brown gulab jamun.
Red plum chutney, what is else?
Red plum chutney goes next to the green salad.
Dakle, crveni čatni od šljiva mora ići do zelene salate, and next is
goes the yellow dal.
Onda dolazi žuti dal,
bijela riža,
and then the white sweet rice,
bijela riža,
the brown gulab jamun,
smeđi gulab jamuni,
and then the reddish yellow paneer sabji.
I onda crvenkasto žutkasti sabji sa panirom.
And then the nice puris, puffed up, big and fat.
I onda prekrasni nadignuti puri.
With a little white sugar on top of them.
Sa malo mljevenog bijelog šećera na njima.
And then green tulsis all over.
I sve okolo zeleni tulasi.
And Krishna will enjoy seeing the prasadam.
I Krishna će uživati jednostavno kad vidi prasadam.
The pujari who offers the food, he should offer the food with feeling.
Pujari koji nudi hranu, nudi hranu s osjećajem.
In fact, there's a nice song that we sometimes sing when offering prasadam.
Zapravo ima prekrasna pjesma koju mi pjevamo kad nudimo prasadam.
I don't know if you've ever heard it.
Ne znam da li ste vi kad čuli.
They've heard it? Bhaja Bhaka Tavatsala Sri Gura Hari.
It's a Radha Krishna temple.
Sri Gura Hari Sohi Gosta Bihari Govinda Govinda Gopala Belo halo damodara esa ekana Boga mandire baise karaha bojana Govinda, Govinda, Gopala. So one devotee, his name is Mahatma Das.
To je pjesma koja se pjeva kad se nudi.
My god brother.
I jedan bhakta po imenu Mahatma Das, koji je njegov brat po Bogu.
He made up an English kind of song, a kind of translation that we used to sing for the deities with guitar in the temple.
On je napravio jednu pjesmu u kojoj se koristi gitara u hramskoj prostoriji.
Oh Krishna, won't you come home and take your prasadam?
Oh Krishna, dođi i uzmi prasadam.
Mother Yashoda is calling Krishna, come home from the field, stop playing, come and take your prasadam.
Oh Krishna, dođi kući, prestani se igrati, dođi i uzmi prasadam.
Luči chini sara puri ladu rasa bali. There's so many, you don't know these preparations, but they're so delicious when they're cooked nicely.
Ima toliko mnogo preparacija za koje ne znate, ali koje su tako
luči,
prekrasne kad se film skuha.
Covered with the chini sugar, sara puri, laddu, rasabali, all very wonderful preparations.
To su te preparacije.
So Krishna enjoys that prayer of the pujari or of the devotees and he eats.
I Krishna uživa te molitve od puđarija i jede.
Yome bhakta prayachati. He eats the love of the devotee.
On jede ljubav bhakta.
So, Krishna is not, he doesn't have an ordinary body.
Krishna nema neko običajno tijelo.
He has a transcendental form.
On ima transcendentalni oblik.
And Krishna goes on to explain to Arjuna a little bit about reincarnation. Famous verse, Dehi nosmin yata dehe komaram yovanam jara tata dehantara praptir diras tatra namuyati. Even in this lifetime, the soul is reincarnating.
I ponovno smo na Bhagavad Gita, gdje Krishna dalje objašnjava Arjuni da nešto o reinkarnaciji, kao što utjelovljena duša u ovom tijelu prolazi kroz dičaštvo, mladost i starost.
Sometimes when you're trying to share what you've learned with others, they may express doubts or even ridicule your philosophy.
Ponekad kad želite podijeliti nešto sa drugima, oni mogu izraziti njihove sumnje ili čak vam se smijati.
But actually this philosophy is meant for the most intelligent persons.
Ali zapravo ova filozofija je namijenjena za najinteligentnije osobe.
And if you learn this philosophy even a little bit, you can defeat anyone.
I čak ako naučite ovu filozofiju, vrlo malo možete pobijediti svakoga.
People have never heard such logical explanations before.
Ljudi nikad nisu čuli takva logična objašnjenja prije.
So Krishna has chastised his disciple Arjuna, calling him a fool, and then he begins to explain why Arjuna is a fool.
Krishna na početku iskritizirao Arjunu da jer je budala, a kasnije mu je objasnio zašto je budala.
Why he should not lament for the body.
Zašto ne bi trebao jadikovati za tijelo.
So in this way, throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna injects transcendental knowledge into Arjuna and into us.
Na taj način Krishna kroz cijelu Bhagavad Gitu ubrizgava transcendentalno znanje Arjuni i nama.
Unfortunately, we have got very dull brains.
Na nesreću imamo vrlo tupe mozgove.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Znači, i ne želim uvrijediti nikoga.
But people in the material world, they have, instead of brain substance, basically they have stool substance.
Ljudi u ovom svijetu zapravo umjesto moždane substancije imaju izmet.
All their brains they've lost in sex life.
Sav mozak su izgubili u seksu.
It takes brain, good brain substance to keep the brain healthy and strong and powerful.
Da bi održali mozak zdravim i moćnim, da bi imali dobru moždanu supstancu.
It requires a supply of ojas.
Za to treba imati potporu ojasa.
Ojas is the fluid which is made from semen.
A ojas je fluid koji se dobiva iz muškog sjemena,
which is normally transferred upwards up the spine to the brain. This is called iti sushrumna dhiranam, the sushrumna,
koji normalno putem kičmenog stupa ide na gore prema mozgu.
It also gives luster to the body, strength.
I taj ođas daje snagu tijelu i daje ocijaj, sjaj.
But when people engage in any form of ejaculation,
ali kad su ljudi kad ljudi prakticiraju bilo koje,
very hard for them to understand spiritual knowledge.
I zbog toga je za njih vrlo teško da razumiju duhovno znanje.
They have to keep hearing it again and again and again.
I zbog toga treba slušati ponovno, ponovno i ponovno.
Now, 30 years ago, when we were preaching in it, we were preaching the same message in the West. People would sometimes disagree or just ignore what we were saying.
Pri 30 godina kad smo iste stvari propovjedali na zapadu, ljudi bi nas ili ignorirali ili se ne bi slagali s nama.
But now more and more society is coming to realize the power which comes from celibacy.
Ali sada sve više i više članova društva svača snagu koja proizlazi iz celibata.
Just recently the son of one very famous music group from the 60s.
Tako nedavno sin pjevača jedne poznate grupe iz 60-ih.
They were one of the first groups in San Francisco to start rock music.
To bila jedna od prvih grupa koja počela s rock and rollom u San Francisco.
I don't know if you've heard of them, probably you haven't.
Ne znam da li ste čuli za njih.
The Mamas and Papas.
Mamice i tatice.
You've heard of the Mamas and Papas. Cass and Mama Cass and anyway, their son is also a big musician.
Njihov sin je veliki muzičar.
And one of his relatives really wants to use a very popular song of his in some musical that they're doing.
I jedan od njegovih rođaka je htio iskoristiti njegovu pjesmu za svoj musical.
So he told them that first of all you have to donate $10 million to the Hare Krishnas.
A ovaj mu odgovorio, prvo moraš donirati $10 million Hare Krishna.
And he said that he's not a member of the Hare Krishnas, but he really likes them.
I rekao mu je da nije član pokreta, ali ih jako voli.
Because they're celibate.
Jer žive u celibatu.
And he gave the example how he just last week tried to marry one Hare Krishna girl.
I dao je primjer kako je baš prošli tjedan htio oženiti jednu Hare Krishna djevojku.
But she refused him because he was not Krishna conscious.
Ali ga je iznogirala jer nije bio svjestan Krishna.
And then he said, they're so celibate, those Hare Krishnas.
I onda je rekao, sami oni koji prakticiraju celibat.
So this has been in the newspapers the last few days in America.
To bilo prije par dana u novinama u Americi.
I sure hope we get that $10 million.
Ja se uvijek se nadam da ćemo dobiti 10 milijuna dolara.
Anyway, people are coming to realize the value of a clean life, a simple life.
Ljudi polako dolaze do razumijevanja vrijednosti čistog života, jednostavnog života.
And Krishna is trying to explain the same thing to Arjuna.
I Krishna pokušava objasniti istu stvar Arjuni.
I want to come back, just to finish off the lecture, I want to come back to this first point again.
I želim se sad vratiti ponovno na početak, na prvu pointu.
We need someone to help us find out our faults.
Mi trebamo nekoga koji će nam pomoći da iskorijenimo naše pogreške.
And the spiritual master may not chastise us if he sees that we're not psychologically ready to accept it.
I duhovni učitelj nas neće iskritizirati ako vidi da nismo jednostavno psihološki jaki da to prihvatimo.
I have personal experience of one boy who
imam osobno iskustvo o jednom dečku koji
had or has a very big false ego, false pride.
Koji ima vrlo jaki lažni ponos.
So my strategy was to try to make friends with him.
I moja strategija bila da postanemo prijatelji.
I knew he needed a lot of correction.
Ja znam da on treba jako puno ispravljanja.
But every time I tried to correct him, he would just argue with me.
Ali svaki put kad sam ga pokušao ispraviti, on se argumentirao sa mnom.
So I tried to just give him a chance to render a little service, and I tried to ask him about his interests.
I ja sam mu pokušao jednostavno dati priliku da barem napravi neku malu službu. Pitao sam ga koji je njegov interes.
But he misinterpreted that kindness as a weakness.
I on je zapravo pogrešno to interpretirao, tu ljubaznost, kao zloć, kao slabost.
But actually the weakness was in him.
Ali zapravo slabost je bila u njemu.
So we should try to associate with senior devotees who will lovingly chastise us for our benefit.
Mi bismo se trebali družiti sa starim baktama koji će nas iskritizirati za našu dobrobit.
And we should be prepared to accept it.
I moramo se pripremiti da to prihvatimo.
There's no question of argument or debate with the spiritual master.
Nema nikakvog razgovora i argumentiranja sa duhovnim učiteljem.
One can go on questioning submissively.
Osoba treba postavljati pitanja ponizno.
But ultimately we should know that Krishna is the supreme controller of everything and everybody.
I konačno mi trebamo znati da je Krishna kontrolor svega i svih.
He uses the spiritual master as his instrument.
On upotrebljava duhovnog učitelja kao svoj instrument.
If the instrument is not good, Krishna may dispose of it.
Ako instrument nije dobar, Krishna će ga odbaciti.
That is not our worry.
To nije naša briga.
We should concentrate. How am I going to purify my dirty heart?
Mi se trebamo koncentrirati na to kako da pročistimo naše prljavo srce.
Great devotees of the Lord, they pray to Krishna, please put me in a position where I will be forced to surrender to you.
Veliki bhakte Krishna se mole, molim te stavi me u situacije u kojima ću se biti prisiljen predati tebi.
Because I know ultimately that surrender to you is my self-interest.
Jer ja konačno znam da je predaja tebi moj samo interes.
That is the destination that I want to reach.
To je stanje koje želim dostići.
That is the goal I want to achieve.
To je cilj do kojeg želim stići.
Full purity and full surrender to God.
Potpuna čistoća i potpuno predavanje tebi.
But I need a lot of help.
Al trebam puno pomoći.
So I'll stop there.
Ja ću tu stati.
Are there any questions?
Ima li ikakvih pitanja? Da, da.
Potrebno poštovanje Šila Prabhupada i Sundari Maharadži svaki dan. Što je bitnije ili važnije za nas kad izgovaramo mantru, da mislimo značenje mantre ili da slušamo sanskrit koji izgovaramo?
So, every day we offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, and I also offer obeisances to my spiritual master. And what is more important, to hear the sound of the mantra, da slušam zvuk mantre ili
da meditiram na značenje,
or to meditate on on the meaning
of the mantra.
Which mantra?
Pranam mantra. Is it more important to concentrate on sound on your?
Well, the most important thing is your sincere feeling in your heart.
Najvažnija je stvar tvoj iskreni osjećaj u srcu.
That you are offering yourself to your spiritual authorities.
Da ti nudiš sebe tvom duhovnom autoritetu.
Srila Prabhupada's disciples were sometimes criticized in India.
Srila Prabhupada i učenici su ponekad bili skritizirani u Indiji.
For not knowing Sanskrit.
Da ne znaju Sanskrit.
How can they be sadhus if they don't know Sanskrit?
Kako oni mogu biti sadhu ako ne znaju Sanskrit?
Sometimes the Goswamis of Vrindavan or some Mayavadi teachers.
Ponekad Goswami iz Vrindavana ili neki učitelji impersonalizma.
Or others might criticize like that.
Ili neki drugi mogu nas kritizirati na taj način.
So Prabhupada said, you show me where it says in Sanskrit that if you don't know Sanskrit, you can't enter the kingdom of God.
Onda im je Prabhupad odgovorio na to, pokažite mi gdje piše na Sanskritu da ako ne znate Sanskrit, da ne možete u kraljestvo Božje.
But sometimes I'm asked to give a lecture in our auditorium at our Bombay temple.
Ponekad me traže da dam predavanje u bombajskom hramu.
Usually there is some famous singer, bhajan singer, who's a professional.
Obično je tamo profesionalni svirač bhajana.
Who sings very sweetly and has got very beautiful instruments accompanying him, and he is a professional.
Koji je profesionalac i koji pjeva vrlo slatkasto i koji ima vrlo lijepe instrumente koji ga prate.
So because he's singing in our auditorium, it's completely full with 500 people.
I kad pjeva, pjeva pred publikom koja ima oko 500.
So because I'm asked to give a lecture, I may also sit through some of his performance.
I pošto su me pozvali da dam lekciju, onda sam ja isto tako slušao te njegove bhajane.
But because I don't know Hindi well enough to understand what he's singing.
Pa pošto ne znam Hindi dobro da bi razumio što pjeva.
It doesn't mean a lot to me.
To mi nije puno značilo.
The audience is clapping and saying well done, well done.
Publika je pljeskala i vikala bravo, bravo.
But I can't appreciate their enthusiasm.
Nisam mogao cijeniti njihov entuzijazam.
Now, forget the fact that he's a materialist or at best a prakrita bhakta. Forget that.
Zaboravimo činjenicu da je materialista ili prakrita bhakta.
But he may be saying some nice things about Krishna.
Možda pjeva lijepe melodije o Krishna.
He is some sort of a devotee.
On je neka vrsta bhakte.
So if I knew the language, I could enjoy it a little more.
Kad bi znao jezik, uživao bi malo više.
So, if you know the meaning of the prayer you're offering, it may inspire you a little bit more.
Ako znaš značenje onoga što izgovaraš, mantri koje izgovaraš, to te može inspirirati malo više.
So, beforehand, when you have a little study time, you study the meaning.
I kad imaš vremena, onda malo prouči to značenje.
Very few people in India speak Sanskrit.
Malo ljudi u Indiji govori Sanskrit.
It's sort of like Latin.
To je poput latinskog.
You know, Latin, they call it a dead language.
Latinski zovu mrtvim jezikom.
It's a very wonderful language. I took many years of it in school.
Vrlo je lijep, učio sam ga puno godina u školi.
But nobody speaks it anymore.
Ali više niko njime ne priča.
In India, in South India especially, you will find that there are whole villages of brahmanas who speak only in Sanskrit.
U Južnoj Indiji ćete naći sela sa brahmanama koji samo pričaju sanskrit.
And we even have one devotee in Baroda, Vasu Goshdas.
I mi čak imamo baktu u Barodi, Vasu Goshdas.
And my god brother,
mog brata po Bogu.
He's from Chicago.
On je iz Chicago.
He's Jewish.
Židov je.
And he loves to talk.
I voli pričati.
But he's learned how to talk in Sanskrit.
Ali naučio kako pričati na sanskritu.
And Gujarati and Hindi and other languages too.
I na Gujaratiju, i na Hindiju, i na drugim jezicima.
So there are people who do speak in Sanskrit, but most people who chant Sanskrit, they are thinking of the meaning in another language.
Ima ljudi koji znaju sanskrit, ali većina ljudi koji izgovaraju sanskrit im u svojim umovima imaju objašnjenje na svom jeziku.
To learn Sanskrit, I think you may have to wait till next lifetime.
Kad bi naučila sanskrit, pričeka sljedeći život.
But by that time you'll be back with Krishna. So.
Ali tad ćeš već biti sa Krishnom.
It takes at least 25 years of training to learn Sanskrit grammar perfectly.
Treba samo 25 godina da bi naučila savršenu sanskritsku gramatiku.
And that's if you have a good memory.
I to ako imaš dobro pamćenje.
If you have a bad memory like me, then
ako imaš loše pamćenje,
next lifetime.
Sljedeći život.
But you can study the prayers, their meaning.
Ali možeš proučavati značenje molitvi.
But when you're offering obeisances, it's best to hear the Sanskrit language.
A kad odaješ poštovanje, najbolje je da slušaš sanskrit.
Just like the Maha Mantra, loosely translated, means, O Lord, please engage me in your service.
Kao što prijat Maha Mantra znači, O moj gospodin, uključi me u tvoju službu.
So can you imagine doing kirtan, you know, O Lord, please engage me in your service, O Lord.
No. Možeš da misli takav kirtan, O Bože, uključi me u službu, O Bože.
We chant Hare Krishna because it's very pleasing and transcendental.
Mi pijamo Hare Krishna jer je jako lijepo i transcendentalno.
It's Deva Nagari, it's the language of the demigods.
To je Deva Nagari, jezik polubogova.
Actually, Hare Krishna is transcendental even.
Zapravo, Hare Krishna je transcendentalna mantra.
So similarly, these prayers are transcendental.
I slično tome, te molite su transcendentalne.
I think it's really, really nice if you can learn the meaning. I tried to myself.
Ja mislim da je vrlo lijepo kad bi naučila značenje. Ja to pokušavam sam.
But the real thing is your sincerity in your heart.
Ali prava stvar je iskrenost u tom srcu.
Kako da dobro biti, ima biljka koju ponudimo kriješnju.
What benefit has got a plant which we offered to the deity, to Krishna?
What benefit?
Yes. What is the benefit for this plant, which we offer?
For this planet?
Plant.
Oh, for Tulsi.
Or no? For Tulsi or for rose.
Oh, what's the benefit to the plant?
Or vegetable.
Huh? Or vegetables or anything. From what I understand, those plants are all liberated.
Sve te biljke su oslobođene.
Just like they say that if you die in Vrindavan,
kao što kažu da ako umreš u Vrindavanu,
then your liberation is guaranteed.
Tvoje oslobođenje je zagarantirano.
If you are Krishna conscious, you'll go back to Krishna.
Ako svjestan Krishne, ideš Krishne.
And if you're not Krishna conscious, then you'll take one more birth in Vrindavan.
Ako nisi, ponovno se rodiš u Vrindavanu.
And be completely purified and then go back to Krishna.
I kompletno se pročistiš i onda ideš Krishna.
So Prabhupada was asked, shouldn't we go to Vrindavan and just all live in Vrindavan and, as they say in baseball, play it safe?
I onda su Prabhupada pitali, trebamo li mi sad svi otići u Vrindavan i živjeti tamo u Vrindavanu, napraviti bejzbol igru.
Što bi se rekli u bejzbol žargonu, igraj na sigurno.
A, što bi rekli u bejzbol žargonu, igraj na sigurno.
No, they use that expression for gambling and many other things.
Upotrebljavaju taj izraz igraj na sigurno za kockanje i mnoge druge stvari.
You don't take any chances.
Ne riskirate.
You just do whatever is 100% certain.
Radite ono što je sigurno 100%.
So one would think, okay, I'll just go and live in Vrindavan, then 100% certain I'll achieve the goal.
I onda osoba može jednostavno razumjeti, idem u Vrindavan i 100% sigurno da ću dostići cilj.
So, first of all, you can't guarantee what will happen.
Ali, prije svega, ko može garantirati što će se desiti?
There was one gangster.
Bio je jednom jedan gangster.
Who used to sell land in Vrindavan.
Koji je prodao zemlju u Vrindavan.
He was kind of like a mafia, local mafia.
Bio je
mafioso.
Nešto poput lokalnog mafioze.
Mafiosi. So, just like in America, these mafiosi, sometimes they'll have a legitimate business, like a big laundromat where you do your laundry, or they'll have a pizza parlor or something.
Kao što ti mafiozi u Americi imaju legalni posao pranja veša ili pizzeriju.
So this mafiosi, his name was Killen, and he used to sell nimbupani outside of our Krishna Balaram Mandir.
I taj mafioza je prodavao nimbupani, limunadu, izvan, ispred našeg Krishna Balaram hrama.
So he would never leave Vrindavan. He was a pious mafiosi.
Nikad nije napustio Vrindavan, bio je pobožni mafioza.
And he thought, I will die in Vrindavan.
Mislio je, ja ću umriti u Vrindavan.
But he got involved in a fight and he was shot.
Ali bio je u svađi i onda su ga ostrijelili.
And he was seriously injured.
Bio je ozbiljno ranjen.
He was taken to the Vrindavan hospital.
Odvezli su ga u bolnicu u Vrindavanu.
And they thought, oh, this is too serious, so they drove him to Delhi.
I onda kad su vidjeli, onda su rekli, ovo je preozbiljno, vozite ga u Delhi.
And he died in Delhi.
I onda je umro u Delhi.
So, you can't be 100% sure that you'll die in Vrindavan.
Možeš biti 100% siguran da ćeš umriti u Vrindavan.
And then, when Srila Prabhupada was asked about, you know, making that kind of calculation and making that arrangement for yourself.
I onda kad su Srila Prabhupada pitali da li da napravimo onda takve aranžmane za sebe, kad su kalkulirali na taj način.
He said, that is not very glorious.
On je rekao, to nije slavno.
A devotee would rather die in the preaching battlefield.
Bhakta će radije umreti na bojnom polju propovjedanja.
He'll automatically be saved by Krishna.
I automatski biti spašen od Krishna.
So if you're thinking, let me become a vegetable or a flower and get offered to Krishna.
Stoga ako misliš, ajde da postanem cvjetić ili biljčica pa nek me ponude Krishni.
First of all, you may be born as a tamasic or a rajasic flower.
Prvo trebaš biti rođen kao neki tamastičan cvjetić ili cvjetić u strasti.
like in India they have these kind of attractive red flowers.
Kao Indija imaju vrlo privlačne crvene cvjetove.
And sometimes inexperienced devotees bring them for making garlands or putting on the altar.
I ponekad bhakte koji ne znaju donesu te cvjetiće da se napravi garland.
But actually they're only supposed to be used for Lord Shiva. They're in the mode of ignorance and they're not supposed to be offered to Krishna.
Ali pošto je to cvijeće u odlici neznanja, u odlici tame, ono se nudi gospodinu Shivi, ne nudi se Krishni.
And if you just surrender your life to Krishna, Krishna will protect you. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati.
Ako se predaš Krishni, Krishna će te zaštititi.
He says, moksha yishyami mashu chaha. You will attain freedom from your sins. Don't worry.
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, oslobodit ću te svih grešnih posljedica, ne boj se.
But basically anything that is offered to the deities, it becomes transformed into spiritual energy.
Ali osnovno je to da bilo što se ponudi Krišni je transformirano u duhovnu energiju.
The offering becomes Brahman.
Ponuda postaje Brahman.
In the Bhagavad Gita there's a verse like that.
U Bhagavad Gita je stih.
Da li Baraš, ako mogu reći samo, kad je imao priliku da osobno služi Prabhupada, da se osobno služi druga, kako to bi osjećao, kako bi to možda nije negdje dijelila, ako bi mogu reći.
So can you tell us all what do you experience when you personally served Srila Prabhupada? Do you have some lila with him?
Very, very heavy fear.
Vrlo, vrlo veliki strah.
I always felt that Srila Prabhupada could see right through me.
Uvijek sam osjećao da Srila Prabhupada vidi kroz mene.
Just like sometimes in the summertime,
kao ponekad ljeti,
due to the heat,
zbog vrućine,
a woman may wear very thin cotton cloth.
Žene mogu se vrlo oskudno obući.
That's what happened to Pandu.
To se desilo Pandu.
The father of the Pandavas.
Otcu Pandava.
It was the summer season and
bilo je ljeto.
Madri was wearing very thin silk cloth.
A Madri je bila obučena u vrlo tanki svileni sari.
And the sun shone right through the cloth.
I sunce je probilo kroz sari.
And completely, you know, lit up her attractive body.
I kompletno osvjetlilo njeno vrlo privlačno tijelo.
And the cloth also stuck to her body, so
isto tako odjeća je bila pripijena uz tijelo.
Pandu became completely agitated.
I Pandu bio gotov.
So I felt kind of like that. Wait, hey, he became so agitated that he embraced her, his wife, even though it meant he died right on the spot.
I onda je bio toliko uzbuđen da je zagrlio.
Iako je to značilo da će umrijeti na licu mjesta.
That's how deadly lust can be.
Toliko može biti smrtonosna požuda.
He had been cursed by one Brahman.
Njega proklao jedan Brahman.
That the next time he tried to enjoy with his wives, he would fall dead.
Da sljedeći put kad pokuša uživati sa ženom će past mrtav.
So he practiced celibacy for 12 years.
I on je prakticirao celibat 12 godina.
But he was a kshatriya.
Ali bio kshatrijan.
They're in the mode of passion.
A oni su u guni strasti.
They're not satisfied with one wife. They have sometimes dozens of wives. Vasudev, the father of Vasudev, he had 14 wives. I've seen accounts that he had 18 wives, 21 wives. I've seen different accounts.
Kshatriya imaju na tucete žene, nikad nisu zadovoljni sa jednom ženom. Tucet je 12 žena. Vasudev, koji je otac od Vasudeva, od Krišne, je imao, vidio sam negdje 14 žena, negdje 18, negdje 21. Tako piše.
Two words here. Vasudev, that's the father. Vasudev is Krishna. So Vasudev is the father of Vasudev.
Dakle, to su dvije različite riječi. Ne, mogu to ponoviti. Ali slatko.
Duže A.
Dakle,
A.
Vasudev je otac od Vasudev. Koji je Krišna.
Just the difference. A and A.
Dakle, različito A i A.
Indian languages are all phonetic languages.
Indijski je fanatičan.
They're fanatic too.
Dakle, oni su fanatični također.
You actually have a better chance of learning an Indian language by hearing than by studying.
U indijskom brže naučite ako slušate, ne kad baš proučavate.
Anyway, when I was with Srila Prabhupada, I just felt so naked.
Kad sam bio sa Srila Prabhupada, tako sam se osjećao gol.
I had dirty thoughts in my heart and mind.
Imao sam prljave misli u srcu.
And I just felt like he knew what I was thinking about.
I jednostavno sam osjećao kao da on znao sve ono što mislim.
I mean, mostly I was trying to think of him and serve him and love him.
Uglavnom, ja sam pokušavao služiti ga, voljeti ga.
And I do very much love him as the only reason for my life.
I napravio sam puno, ljubav je prema njemu jedini za stvarni razlog mog života.
He gave me so much.
Dao mi je tako puno.
He saved me.
Spasio me.
So I owe him so much, and I haven't been able to repay him even a little bit.
Toliko mu dugujem, a neću mu biti ni malo sposoban vratiti.
So once I was chastised by Prabhupada.
Jednom me izgrdio.
That was ecstatic.
To je bilo ekstatično.
But he was a very special liberated soul.
On je bio vrlo posebno oslobođena duša.
Now, anybody who does the service of trying to guide disciples, because he's serving Krishna, he gets help from Krishna.
Bilo ko ko učini službu da bi pokušao voditi učenika, dobiva pomoć od Krišne.
And any disciple who is truly trying to worship Krishna through his spiritual master, he will have a very transcendental regard for his spiritual master.
I bilo koji učenik koji iskreno pokušava služiti Krišnu služeći svog duhovnog učitelja će dobiti transcendentalno poštovanje od Krišne.
The God brothers of the spiritual master may sometimes take him aside and slap him on the face and say, "You're a rascal."
Ponekad braća po Bogu njegova se ga, jednostavno mogu ga odbaciti, mogu ga ošamariti.
In other words, they have a different mood or a different relationship.
Drugim rečima, to je drugo raspoloženje.
But for the sincere disciple, by Krishna's transcendental arrangement, he comes through the spiritual master.
Ali za iskrenog učenika te instrukcije dolaze direktno kroz duhovnog učitelja.
So, but with Srila Prabhupada, it was just so obvious that he was radiating love of Krishna.
Za Srila Prabhupada je bilo očito da emanira svjesnost Krishna, ljubav prema Krishna.
In other words, there's degree of everything.
Drugim rečima to je bilo.
Postoji
stupanj u svemu.
Even in the spiritual master there are different degrees of purification.
Čak i među duhovnim učiteljima su različiti stupnjevi pročišćenja, pročišćenosti.
Anyone with a little experience could understand that Srila Prabhupada was especially empowered.
Bilo ko sa malim iskustvom je mogao primijetiti da je Srila Prabhupada posebno opunomoćen.
He did what none of his god brothers could do.
On napravio nešto što ni jedan od njegove braće po Bogu nije bio sposoban učiniti.
He had no help.
A nije imao pomoć.
He was very effective.
Bio je vrlo učinkovit.
And he achieved something wonderful.
I dostigao je nešto prekrasno.
Social scientists, anthropologists, so many people in the academic world are amazed by what Prabhupada did.
Znanstvenici, antropolozi, toliko mnogo puno učenih ljudi su začuđeni što je Prabhupada napravio u ovom svijetu.
The general public may still not understand.
Generalna populacija još uvijek ne mora razumjeti što je on učinio.
But scholars have a great interest in our movement.
Ali učenjaci imaju veliki interes u ovom našem pokretu.
And it's all due to Srila Prabhupada's potency.
A to je sve zbog snage Srila Prabhupada.
So to be near someone with that much shakti, that much potency, it was beyond description.
I stoga biti blizu nekog koji ima tako puno energije, tako puno šakti je jednostavno neopisivo. Do you know if Srila Prabhupada loves pancakes?
To tell you the truth,
da budem iskren,
Prabhupada liked standard Indian prasadam.
Prabhupada volio standardni indijski prasadam.
We used to serve him all kinds of cakes because in the West we like cake.
Sa serviranim razno raznim kolačićima.
Na zapadu
dobio razne vrste kolača.
Yes, Prabhupada ate chocolate cake.
Da, Prabhupada jeo čokoladne kolače.
Once in a while.
Jedno.
He ate so many of our Western preparations. I don't think he ever ate pizza.
Jeo tako puno zapadnjačkih preparacija, ne znam da li jeo pizzu.
Maybe he did.
Možda je.
Possible.
Moguće.
But he really liked rice, dal, chapati and sabji.
Ali je jako volio rižu, dal, sabji i chapati.
And luchi chini sara puri ladu rasaba. You know, there's thousands of Indian preparations.
I tisuće ovih indijskih preparacija.
None of you have really seen vegetarian food in your lives.
Niko od vas zapravo nije vidio vegetarijansku hranu u svom životu.
Even the best that some of the Western cooks can do cannot compare to going to a wealthy Indian, a wealthy Gujarati's house.
Čak i ono što najbolji zapadnjački kuhar napravi se ne može usporediti s onim što se kuha u Gujarati kuhinjama.
Or even Marwari or Bengali or South Indian.
Ili u Južnoj Indiji ili u Bengalu.
I mean, when I first went to India,
kad sam ja bio prvi put u Indiji,
1972, believe it or not,
vjerovali ili ne,
I was skinny.
Bio sam
mršav.
But the prasadam there was so good.
Ali prasadam tamo je bio tako dobar.
And the Indians like their sadhus to be fat.
A Indici vole da su sadhu debeli.
It means that the sadhus are eating their karma.
Oni misle tamo da sadhu jede njihovu karmu.
So Indian ladies especially like to give you more and more.
Stoga Indike jako vole vam davati još, još, još.
The first thing they think about when they meet a sadhu is to invite him to their home for lunch.
Prvo kad vide sadhu, onda pomisle da ga pozovu na ručak kući.
In fact, that was our primary strategy for making life members, eating at people's houses.
A to je bila naša temeljna strategija kad smo radili doživotne članove, jeli smo u tuđim kućama.
We had to pay the price of eating their prasadam, which was very difficult, but we went through the austerity.
Mi smo morali proći kroz te teškoće da bi jeli njihov prasadam koji je bio težak.
And they had to pay the price of giving a donation, becoming a life member.
A oni su morali dati donaciju da bi postali doživotni članovi. To je bila cijena za njih.
So, for example, Srila Prabhupada liked sandesh.
Na primjer, Srila Prabhupada voli sandesh.
He said it was the very high class sweet.
Rekao je da je to prvoklasni slatkiš.
He liked gulab jamun.
Volio je gulab jamun.
He liked very nice sweet rice. He liked kachori.
Volio je slatku rižu, kachori.
Srila Prabhupada was known in his family as kachori muki.
Bio je poznat u svojoj familiji kao kachori muki.
His mother would anytime, day or night, whenever he wanted, she would cook kachoris for him.
Majka mu je dan i noć kuhala kachori.
So he it's not that just because the spiritual master likes eggplant that you have to like eggplant. You can still go back to Godhead by eating cauliflower. It's okay.
Nije da ako duhovni učitelj voli patlidžan, da vi sad trebate voljeti patlidžan. Možete jesti i karfiolu, pa se još uvijek možete vratiti kući bun.
But there is high class vegetarian food and then there's western vegetarian food.
Ali postoji prvoklasna vegetarijanska hrana i postoji zapadnjačka vegetarijanska hrana.